Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Our question, good or bad, what was your once-in-a-lifetime experience? 206-803-ROCK. Couple of the comments here. Guys, flying a plane. There was an aviation thing where I got to go up in a plane. What I did not know was I actually would have a chance to be flying it.
When the pilot dropped dead.
Yes, truly a breathtaking experience. 100% recommended. I would, as scared as I am.
Flying a plane, yes.
Of heights, I would love to try that.
Me too. Like I said, it's landing a plane where, like, count me out. But flying it while we're up in the air, absolutely.
Well, not only that, but I could do a flight simulator first.
Sure.
Kind of feel somewhat comfortable on where things are located, maybe, and how it's...
Below you.
You know, how you're supposed to do it.
Right.
Like, look, when I was a kid, there was a video game called Knight Rider.
Yeah, right? I remember
on Atari. And he had a little steering wheel. All right. Might not have been the greatest training tool in the world, but I got behind the wheel of a car for the first time. And like, I've done go-karts. I've done Knight Rider. Like, I got the basic concept of how to do this. So I think, like, with a flight simulator, a couple times, two or three times.
But with the flight simulator.
Then with an actual instructor telling you what to do, if you just listen.
But the only hard part, again, is taking off, which is the easier of the two dangerous parts, and landing. So, in a flight simulator, everybody does great in the air. I did a barrel roll. Cool. When it's time to land, that's where the percentage starts to drop.
I bring it up every time. On the original Nintendo, there was a Top Gun game.
So you can fly a fighter jet.
I never landed.
Right.
But I could shoot down other planes.
You could fly it.
But you had to get back, and that was the issue. You could never advance.
So every flight you went on was a suicide mission.
Basically,
just
yes.
Because
yes.
He can't, like, hey, man,
but I wasn't,
he's an ace pilot, but he can't land this bitch.
But I wasn't planning on it. I thought I was going to land.
Right.
Now, there's a difference. Yeah. So, like, kamikaze pilots, like, they took an oath, and they're like,
I understand.
We're going to die on purpose. Yeah. I was just bad at landing.
You're what we call the accidental kamikaze.
That's right.
Yeah, which is not a good term.
Now, it's he did not smash his plane at your headquarters. He was trying to land, believe it or not.
I know for a fact Mike read this, but did you guys know why? When you take off in an airplane, commercial airplane, if you can get out these days.
Yeah.
And when you land, do you know why they dim the cabin lights?
I read this a while ago, but I don't remember.
Okay. So this is probably more of the bad, okay?
Yeah.
So the reason that they dim the cabin lights and ask you to put the...
Pull down the shades.
Okay, there's a couple reasons, all right? Number one, what you can see outside of the window in the event of an emergency.
Mm-hmm.
All right? So when you land and when you take off, those are more than likely... The highest percentage of times when bad
something's going to go wrong. Yeah.
The reason they dim the lights in the cabin is so in the event of a catastrophe, when the power goes out in the plane, the lights that are on will shut off and your eyes will need to adjust.
Okay.
If it's dark when you take off and dark when you land, when you crash the plane, your eyes will already be adjusted and you will be able to, if you can escape the plane, mm-hmm. have a better chance of finding your way out.
Didn't they think, though, that you don't need to do that because when it bursts into flames, the illumination from the fire should help guide you?
Well, you would hope so.
To your nearest exit.
I mean, that would be my hope.
I never pulled down my shade, by the way. Look, they control the lights, so they dim the light. I get, but I always have the shade up.
Well, you got to see, you got to watch it happen.
If it bursts into flames, if there's a gremlin, if we hit a bird, like, I'm going to find out one way or another, but I have no problem with seeing it.
I'm with you, and I rarely sit in a window, but I feel like the only time I really close the shade is if we're landing somewhere warm.
Yeah, that's about it.
It does get hot. And when you're sitting there on the runway or whatever, just waiting to taxi.
Yeah, I won't lie. I flew back this year from the East Coast on July 4th.
Mm-hmm.
It was kind of awesome. Every time you go over a big city.
See fireworks everywhere?
Yeah, you could see all the fireworks.
Well, like Chicago or whatever the flight pattern was.
Oh, God, no. Miles, you know me and flights. We had to fly through Texas because there's a big storm. Boston.
Did you?
Oh, yes.
From Boston? God. Did you fly into Houston?
We didn't stay over.
What a POS airport.
But we had to fly down through Texas. They're like, oh, there's a big storm out there.
Wow.
So for most of the flight, we have the things up, and everybody's like, I've never seen a storm that big. But then, yeah, we went over like Colorado Springs or something. You could see their fireworks. And then as we were landing, it was only like 10:15.
So we're just getting started here, right?
Right. So the main fireworks were over, but like all over Burien and White Center, you could just see all the fireworks going on. It was pretty cool.
That's cool.
That's cool.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Here's another one. A friend and I decided to go check out a bowling alley down the road from a place I lived at the time. Walked in there. Who was bowling? Green Day. It was us and Green Day. We ended up spending the night just having drinks, bowling, and chatting with them and the road crew.
That's pretty cool.
That is pretty cool.
I mean, I didn't even tell them, like, dude, I really don't enjoy your band, but you seem like decent guys.
Yep. I watched my buddy bowl a 300 game. Sanctioned 300 bowling in a tournament in college. He was my roommate.
Right.
But to watch someone actually do it. I mean, it's kind of like a no-hitter.
I was going to say, can you say anything to him? Or?
Like, even the other teams in the Big East, everyone kind of started to migrate down the lanes. Like, when they could be practicing for their next match, whatever, but everyone's just, then the next thing you know, man, it's like.
Everyone's watching his ass.
And that's the weird thing about it. Like, even when you play golf, the last thing you want to do is have 55 people behind you when you're teeing off.
Yeah.
You could be just fine by yourself. But when you start by yourself, I think he was bowling against the guy from Pitt. But, I mean, even the Pitt team, everybody's coming.
Yeah.
And this guy didn't have a chance against Rozak, but Joe was just on fire. And so, you know, we've got pitchers of beer. He's bowling his ass off. And, like, just coming down to the 10th frame. And it's like, come on, man.
Right, don't mess
come
it up now.
Come on, man, because there's one thing to walk into a bowling alley and roll a 300. There's another thing to roll a sanctioned one.
Correct.
Yeah, so, absolutely.
Like, you know, like anything else. I mean, we could go to the softball field right now and hit a home run. There's a difference when you hit
nobody
one.
Cares.
Hit one in a game. You know?
nobody cares.
Nobody cares.
Right. But at a game, everybody cares.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, let's see. Got caught in an avalanche while skiing and managed to survive by slamming my skis against a tree. After I got over the shock of being alive, I realized that my coat was pierced by a tree branch. If it had been a centimeter or two longer, that would have gone straight into my lung.
Jesus. Once in a lifetime. Yeah.
Scuba diving with a manta ray. 30 minutes floating and watching. Absolutely unforgettable. Graceful.
That's pretty cool.
I wouldn't. Scuba diving is one of those things where
No. I mean, listen, I can watch
you
it on
give
TV,
it a try.
And it is beautiful. Look, dude, I don't want to be in water deep enough that I need scuba gear. You follow me? So
right.
Once you get to the point like, hey, if we're going to go out this deep, you need scuba gear, then I would say, then I will gladly stay on the boat.
Well, the problem, have you snorkeled before?
I've snorkeled before.
All right.
And so I did it in the Bahamas, and at the age that I did it, I was 14 or 15, I did not know what the continental shelf was. I had heard of it.
Yeah.
But it is literally what it says. So
it just drops the hell off.
The water, it's all like 4-5 feet deep, and you're talking half a mile out. So snorkeling was cool. The water's crystal clear. And it's stupid, but in my head, I did not understand why, as I kind of looked in the ocean horizon, it just got black.
It's black and it's dark.
I swam past, I guess, the edge of the continental shelf. And so you're just looking down, and I realized, oh, my God, it went from like 5 feet to however many hundreds of feet right there. I swam right back and said, nope.
The temperature of the water changes by about 10 to 15 degrees.
It's instant.
And there's a current that goes through there. Oh, yeah. So when you get out into it, you feel like you're in the abyss, and you don't realize how quickly
you are.
That's taking
you're looking you. Into. You it's went almost, from looking at white sand into the pits of hell. The temperature drops, and I'm like, I don't quite understand what I'm seeing, but I know that I don't want to be here.
I think if you snorkel from the beach and you go into a cove or whatever,
yeah.
You have a general sense of where you are.
Sure,
and you know where the beach is. You know it's behind you, so you can kind of see everything in front of you.
But the ocean is not like that.
Now, when they drop you off in a boat. In the middle of the ocean, and you start doing this, you realize that you can't see 360.
No.
So the stuff that's behind you, that's what freaks me out, is the fact that you just don't have the peripheral vision to know everything that's coming around you.
Exactly.
And where it's coming from. And that's why, like, that open water stuff, which I did in Hawaii, it was kind of freaky, because you're like, well, there's a baby shark. And then you wonder, well, like most animals, do the parents hang around?
I mean, right.
Or do they let them go at a certain point? Or where is mom?
You realize what
Where's
you don't
mom?
Know.
Where's dad?
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.